battling to control the inferno. Across Spain, it's a race against time to contain wildfires that have been raging out of control. From the south to the north, where blazes have scorched 4,600 hectares of land over the past few days, in the worst wildfires for a decade. In a visit to one of the worst affected areas, Spain's Prime Minister Pedro Sánchez made clear what he thought was to blame.
I want to say that evidently climate change kills. It kills people, kills the ecosystem, the biodiversity, and it also destroys the most precious goods of our society, which is affected by these wildfires, homes, businesses, and livestock.
In southwest France, firefighters were using every means at their disposal, including controlled burning, a tactic used to clear out the buildup of flammable materials by igniting the surrounding vegetation. And it is a matter of urgency. Since Tuesday, the blazes have already consumed nearly 11,000 hectares of forest, and at least 16,000 people, residents and tourists alike, have been forced to move to emergency shelters. Amid all this is the uncomfortable reality of the effect of these record-breaking high temperatures. As delegates from 40 countries gathered at the Petersburg Climate Dialogue in Berlin, the message from the hosts: act now, before it's too late.
We must intensify our mutual efforts, and that's why we and the German government moved climate foreign policy to the foreign ministry in order to contain this century's biggest security threat on an international level.
A threat that risks spilling out beyond countries directly affected. Sonia Gallego, Al Jazeera.